My shir will be the Brochas Pucha Lachaverta, from Rosenzweig shir, since the themes are related one to the other. As Rabbi Rosenzweig related to Smicha, I will relate to the Kesorah of Torah Shabbal Peh, and intensively, as he did, analyze the Rambam. Therefore, according to the Halacha of Brochas Pucha Lachaverta, he parted me from being Poseach Buborah. All the blessings to the Etzion Foundation, to the Kilat Yishurun, I'm Yotzei Yidei Chova, and I say Amen after the warm words of Rabbi Rosenzweig. But there are some words that I would like to say before I start the shiur, which I think can only be said by somebody who lives currently in Eretz Yisrael. That's related to the current situation, what I've heard here many times, the word the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael. As you know, we are now under attack by our enemies, when unlike other wars which were held in the past years, where the wars were on the borders or beyond the borderlines of the state of Israel, the war now is in our cities. The personal safety of ourselves, of our families, of our children, of the people are affected and are in danger. And with your permission, I would like to share with you a few the words which are related to the Megillas Esther, the feelings and thoughts which I had around Purim time. As for Megillas Esther, as the Megillah of Jewish survival, our ability to beat our enemies, even though it's a Megillah of Jewish survival in diaspora, and we are discussing now and experiencing Jewish survival within our own state in Eretz Israel. Now, I'd like shortly to point out 3 points from the Megillah. One is the Megillah states are Emuna and Bitachon and the Hashgach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even if we don't understand the current events, we don't know what they're leading to, we do know that Hinei Zdeo Medachal Kodleinu, Mashgiach Metitz Minachalonot, Mashgiach Minachalakim. We know the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on us, and we are sure that His Hashgach will lead us to the proper place and to a good end. B, the second is that Lichara, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Megillah set the whole scenery. The day Haman writes the decree to kill the Jews, the Yeshua is already prepared. Esther is the queen, Mordechai has told the king about Bigson Vateresh. Only one thing has to happen, Esther has to go to the king, and the story is over. Lichara, there was no danger. But there was one thing which occurred at the Megillah. That is, V'ami lo nikreti levoi l'melech. Eventually, what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted and what brought the Yeshua was the mysterious Nefesh of Esther. And there's a lot of mysterious Nefesh today in Eretz Yisrael. Many people keep their normal lives, people travel to dangerous places, and our ability to win and beat our enemies depends upon the little mysterious Nefesh of day-to-day detail, day-to-day life. And the third element relates to Jewish solidarity. Esther was safe. Mordechai accused her of it. Al tedami ben nafshech, but she was safe. And Esther was noser nefesh for the others. And here I would like to conclude with saying that at least I feel, I think that others in Eretz Yisrael feel, the solidarity of the Torah community here in America with the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael in general, and specifically, particularly with Olam HaTorah. I feel that the dinner and the support which is shown here to the yeshiva is not only honor to my father, Shlita, but also the general support of the yeshiva in hard times. And we very much appreciate the continuing flowing of visits and your children coming. We're sure that you have ambivalent feelings about it, but you should know it's a very important thing, and we very highly appreciate that solidarity. Now from here, I will pass over to the shiur. In the past years, I have different institutions where I teach, starting yeshiva in Kibbutz Elati. This year, I'm presenting it as a yearly course in the Herzl College next to Yeshiva Haaretz Yom. Discuss different structures of understanding the continuity of Torah Shabbal Peh, the oral tradition, in ways it preserves its authenticity. When specifically I would like to focus, on the one hand, on the Rambam, the other hand, on an alternative structure, I think, portrayed by Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, I've given out these sheets. Don't worry, we won't read the whole thing together. We'll take 3 hours just to read it, but don't worry. The guy next to me in the plane took me 2 hours and he didn't understand what I wanted. We will go through a certain lines quoted here, and there are numbers on the side, so you'll be able to navigate easily through the text. The Rambam introduces us to the institution of Beit Din HaGadol in the opening of Hilchot Mamrim. The Rambam starts the following. Beit Din HaGadol shel Birushalayim hem ikar Torah shebal peh vehem amudei ha-hora'ah umehem chok u'mishpat yotzeh lechol Yisrael ve'alehen iftichah Torah שנאמר על פי התורה אשר יורוך זו מצוות עשה. וכל המאמין במשה רבינו ובתורתו חייב לסמוך מעשי הדת עליהן ולהישען עליהן. I would like to focus on one short phrase here, which is not the average opening of halacha in the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam. That is, ועליהן הבטיחה תורה. לכאורה, the Rambam should have stated in the beginning of the Chof Mamrim, Beit Din HaGadol, mitzvah taseh lishmo alehem, what he does in halacha beis, is a mitzvah taseh to listen to them, to los taseh, los taseh, whoever doesn't listen to them. But what is this promise of the Torah regarding this institution? Ba'alehen hivticha Torah. In order to explore the meaning of this phrase, I would like to read together the other occurrences in Mishneh Torah where Rambam uses the same phrase. It's only in two more places, when one of them also refers to Beit Din HaGadol, meaning it's not an accident. It's a term the Rambam used systematically regarding Beit Din HaGadol. This will take us to line 36, Hilchot Yisurei Biyah, where the Rambam describes the development of Hilchot Nida from the Doraisa of distinguishing between Nida and Zava until so-called, the so-known Chumah de Rav Zera, where we're knowing in every Riyad Dam to be knowing as if it's Dam Ziva and Shiva Nikim. And the Rambam there describes the following, I'm reading from 136. Kol sha'amamu binidah v'zava v'yoledet hu din Torah. V'kamishpatim eilu ayu usim sh'u Beit Din HaGadol mitzuyim v'ayu sham chachamim gdolim sh'makirim adamim. V'im nolad lehem safek v'ri'iyot o b'imei nidah v'ziva ya'alu le'Beit Din v'yishalu kemo sh'ivticha Torah lehen sh'ne'emar ki yipaleh mimcha davar la'mishpat Bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein dam nida, ledam ziva, etc. So Rambam here repeats, I would say, in a specific case. What he says generally regarding Beit Din HaGadol, Hilchot Mamrim, Rambam states here regarding a specific case regarding dam nida and zava. And again, he describes Beit Din HaGadol as a promise the Torah has given us. V'alehen, kemo shivticha Torah alehen. A third place in Mishneh Torah, where the Rambam brings uses this term, is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, regarding the Gula Atida. In line 49, the Rambam says, Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam tzivu ala tshuva, ve'en Yisrael nigalin ela b'tshuva. Machloket between Rav Lezer and Rav Yehoshua, the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is the Gula Atida depend upon tshuva? And the Rambam paskens that it does, en Yisrael nigalin ela b'tshuva. I assume that Gula without Tshuva did not seem to the Rambam as redemption. Redemption includes spiritual redemption too. That's why it depends upon Tshuva. And then the Rambam continues, "Kvar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael la'asot Tshuva v'sof galutan u'miyad hen nigalim sh'ne'emar v'yaki yavo alecha kol ha'dvarim v'gomer v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha v'shav Hashem elokecha v'gomer." When I think the usage of the term kvar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael asot tshuva will clarify the meaning of the term. The Rambam here is on the conflict, another occurrence of the general conflict he describes in Hilchos Tshuva, between, I would say, Yediyah and Bechira. On the one hand, the Torah promised us about tshuva, but if Geula depends upon tshuva, tshuva depends upon human decision, since there is Bechira Chofshis, and therefore it is possible, theoretically, that there will be no tshuva, and therefore, theoretically, it would have been possible that there would be no geula. And therefore, the Rambam tells us that even though the geula atida depends upon tshuva, v'hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael asot tshuva. Now, how do they coincide together but it's not the topic and the theme of this lecture. But it's another occurrence, as I said before, of the conflict between Yediyah and Bechira. The Torah knows there will be tshuva. Someone says more, it's a promise, not only a knowledge. On the other hand, it does depend upon Bechira Chofshis, upon human decision. Now, if we will return to the phrase, Alehen Ichdicha Torah, the Rambam uses regarding Beis Din HaGadol, I think this would implement that it is not just a mitzvah among other mitzvahs. In the same way we have to put on tefillin, we have to wear tzitzis, and we have to eat matzah, so we have to listen to Beis Din HaGadol. But Beis Din HaGadol is an institution which has to succeed, which cannot fail. The same way the Geula Atidah has to come. We have a promise from the Kodesh Baruch Hu that will come. The Beis Din HaGadol has to function. And that is because, I think, in the Rambam's Hashkafa, and I will try to show it through reading more sources and learning together, the Beis Din HaGadol is a necessary institution to make sure that the Torah Shebaal Peh will remain authentic. Torah Shebaal Peh lies on the same crossroad as Geula and Tshuva. On the one hand, it's given in Sinai, but later on, Lo Bashamayim Hi, it's passed over from human to human, Talmud from Rebbe to Talmud. And here too lies the danger, like every process which involves human beings, that human, I would say, occurrences can appear to the material. People can be misalifit, purposely and not purposely. The danger is that the oral tradition will not remain authentic. The avtacha of the Torah is not only this a mitzvah to listen to Beis Din HaGadol, but that actually people will listen. Actually will function. The Beis Din HaGadol, the Rambam's Hashkafa, not only a mitzvah, it's a necessary institution for the ability to be able to be moistened Torah Shabbat. And the Rambam really describes in Halacha Daleth that it really worked, that it functioned. I'm reading line 23. Shaya Beis Din HaGadol Kayam, lo hayta machloket b'Yisrael. It functioned. Ela kol din shenolad bo safek le'echad b'Yisrael, shoel le'Beis Din shebi'iro, im yadu, amru lo. Im lav, hari ha'shoel im oto Beis Din, o im shluchav, olim l'Yerushalayim, ve'shoalim le'Beis Din shebe'harabay, im yadu, amru lo. Im lav, hakol ba'im le'Beis Din shel petach ha'azara. Im yadu, amru lahen, ve'im lav, hakol ba'im le'lishkat ha'gazit, ve'Beis Din ha'gadol, ve'shoalim. Im haya ha'davar shenolad bo safek le'kol, yadu etzel Beis Din ha'gadol. בין מפי הקבלה, בין מפי המידה שדענו בה, אומרים מיד. אם לא היה דבר ברור את בית דין הגדול, דנים בו בשעתם, ונושאים נותנים בדבר, עד שיסכימו כולם. או יעמדו למניין, ילכו אחר הרוב, יאמרו לכל השואלים, כך הלכה, והולכים להם. Rambam here describes very pastoral how it worked and how it functioned, and every topic that there was, Beis Din HaGadol eventually resolved it, and as he starts the halacha, when the Beis Din HaGadol exists, there was no machlokes in Israel. And this is also seen from the end of the halacha. Mishabatel Beis Din HaGadol, Yavta machlokes in Israel, the moment this institution of Beis Din HaGadol stopped to exist, Rambam says, Yavta machlokes in Israel, Zeh metameh v'notein tam l'dvarav, Zeh metahel v'notein tam l'dvarav, Zeh oser v'zeh matil. Or in other words, without the existence of such an institution, machloket comes to the world when the Rambam in various places relates to machloket as a type of mistake. That, I think, is one of the reasons why the Rambam says in the previous halacha that by Dibri Kabbalah we cannot imagine the possibility of machloket, because machloket is a mistake. At the moment there's no Beis Din HaGadol, there is no ability to make sure there's one central authority that will make decision, and we have the danger of Ribui Machlokes. That is why the Beis Din HaGadol is the Avdach of the Torah, and it's a necessary institution for the ability to be moistened Torah Shabbat. Now, Halacha Hey, the Rambam goes on, and to give us now guidance, so how can we act when there is no Beis Din HaGadol, since there is Machlokes in Israel? And the Rambam uses the cloud of Sveikad Arayis of Lakuma, Sveikad Arbon of Lakula. The Rambam in Halacha Hey says Shnei Chachamim or Shnei Bote Dinim Shenechlu Kuchelav Bizman Asanedrin. Oh, Ad Shelo Yadavav Barul Lahem
בין בזמן אחד, בין בזה אחר זה, אחד מטהר ואחד מטמא, אחד עושה ואחד מתיר. אם אינך יודע לאחן הדין יותר, בשל תורה הלוך אחר המחמיר, בשל סופרים הלוך אחרי המתיר. This is Lichora what he wants to tell us in the first parak of Hilchos Maamarim, but I must say I feel a big gap between the opening of the parak and the end of the parak. When you get based in Agadol, it's Avtocha v'Torah. It's an essential institution for the ability of Moshe Torah Shabbat Peh. I would expect some radical change to occur in the Darkin Nasir of Torah Shabbat Peh. Not just to implement the rule of Speke Doraita Lefuva, Speke Doraita Lefuva. I think the Rambam in other places reflects such a structure. But in order to understand that, I would like to relate to a question Rabbi Rosenzweig has mentioned. That is, when is based in Agadol Bakal? Rabbi Rosenzweig mentioned when it's Smicha Bakal. I would like to relate to a different question. That is, when is based in Agadol Bakal according to the Rambam? Now, there are a few sources in which the Rambam relates to this issue. One of them is in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. He describes, as I mentioned before, Chumad Rav Zera. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, "Ubimei Chachmei Agmara," it's line 46, "Mistapek Adavar Harbe Beriyat Adamir, Vinitkalkalu Abisato, Lepi Shelo Yakor Mekol Anashim Etc." Now, since the Rambam Halacha Aleph writes, "Shehu Beit Din Agadol Mitzuyin," so there was no suffix. So it appears that Bimei Chachmei Agmara, there was no more Beis Din Agadol. When it's very clear why the Rambam says this, what's his marker? Since the Chumash Rav Zera appears in the Gemara in Brachas, beginning of Ein Oindin. So it appears that right at the time of the Gemara, there are Sfekis, there's no Beis Din Agadol. Similarly, the Rambam says in Akdama to Yad HaChazaka, this is the next page, on line 96, the Rambam there writes, "Ubei Din Agadol Sheshivim Ve'Echad Batel Mikama Shanim Kodem Chibur HaGemara." How many he doesn't tell us? But he clearly states that it's in the time of the Gemara. Now, the Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, we'll take us back to the top of the page, line 54, the Rambam describes the system of Kiddush HaChodesh in the transformation from Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaRe'iyah to al-Pi HaCheshbon. And this is related, according to the Rambam, also to the existence of a central institution of a Beis Din HaAgadol. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, this Tasei Kufin Gimel, the Rambam states that Kiddush HaChodesh requires a Sanhedrin. The Rambam there questions it. There's no clear source according to his mind. It is clear why the Rambam said it. The Rambam could not imagine the possibility of every three smuchim sitting and deciding when Kiddush HaChodesh is. We know from many sources and from Jewish history that whoever controls the Luach is considered the central authority. And the possibility of having Jews who are noyeg the a different calendar, that is the real schism within the Jewish community. And the years in different occurrences of machloikes, or what did Tufi Lebaitusi with Chazal, if it was machloikes between Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and Chachmei Bavel, or then the Yevomis, Brachas. If it was in the time of the Gaonim in the 10th century, Rav Sadia Gaon ben Meir, it was very clear the need for a central authority to decide about the Jewish calendar. And I think that is why the Rambam so strongly thought that Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaRe'iyah requires Sanhedrin. I would just add the Rambam, even though he says there's no such halachic normative requirement, but as long as Sanhedrin exists, you have to do Kiddush HaChodesh through the Sanhedrin. Now, the connection and link between Kiddush HaChodesh and Sanhedrin, according to the Rambam, is so strong that he seems to attribute the transformation from Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaRe'iyah to Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaCheshbon to the Bittul of Beis Din HaGadol. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel there, after Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says in line 57, "Bizman she'en sham Sanhedrin ve'eretz Yisrael en kovim chodashim." Without a Sanhedrin, there could be no Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaRe'iyah. Ela b'cheshbon zeh she'anu mechashvim bo hayom. Rambam in Halacha Gimel, line 64, the Rambam asks, "Mei matai hitchilu kol Yisrael lechashev b'cheshbon zeh? Misof chachmei Talmud ve'et shechorva eretz Yisrael ve'lo nishar sham beit din kavua. Aval b'imei chachmei Mishna v'chein b'imei chachmei Talmud ad y'mei Abaye v'Rava, על קביעת ארץ ישראל היו סומכים." This is apparently the time when the Rambam assumes that there's Bitul HaSanhedrin, Bitul Beit Sinagoga. Well, Nihara, there seems to be an inner contradiction in the time the Rambam gives. The only Mefarish of the Rambam that I have found that relates to Rav Kasher, his big Sefer, Kiddush HaChodesh. Rambam Frankel and Sefer HaMafteach doesn't relate to even one of Parshoni HaRambam who discussed this. Rav Kasher has a few pages trying to explain it. On the one hand, the Rambam writes, we saw Chachmei Talmud. On the other hand, the Rambam writes, V'chein b'imei Chachmei Talmud ad yimei Avayi v'Rava. Now we know that the Rambam himself, in Akdamat Yad HaZaka, does not think that Avayi v'Rava is Sof Chachmei Talmud. Avayi v'Rava are one or two generations before Sof Chachmei Talmud. Sof Chachmei Talmud are Ravashi and Ravina. Now, because we have lack of time, I will not discuss Rav Kasher's suggestion. I would suggest the following. Misov Chachmei Talmud, the Rambam continues, Ve'et she'chavva Eretz Yisrael. The Talmud the Rambam is relating to here is not the Talmud Bavli, but the Talmud Yerushalmi. I would read the sentence the following. Misov Chachmei Talmud Yerushalmi. And we know the reason now also for the Chasimas HaTalmud Yerushalmi and also for Bitul Beis Din HaGadol. Ve'et she'chavva Eretz Yisrael, because the Churban of Eretz Yisrael, ולא נשאר שם בית דין קבוע. אבל בימי חכמי משנה, וכן בימי חכמי תלמוד, I would add, פעמי, עד ימי אביי ורבא, על קביעת ארץ ישראל היו סומכים. And to this I would add two more sources. One is, I would return to the Akdamah Liyad HaChazaka, it's in the same page. The Rambam, in line 77, Rambam states, line 76, ורב אשי הוא שחיבר הגמרא הבבלית בארץ שינער אחר שחיבר רבי יוחנן הגמרא הירושלמית בחמו 100 שנה. So if I would return to Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, מסוף חכמי תלמוד ירושלמי would seem to be around 100 years before the חתימה of the Bavli, which means you may have Abaye v'Rava. But to this I would add just one more halach on the next page, from Hilchos Sanhedrin. No, on this page, I'm sorry. On this page, Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, line 66, the Rambam describes the Goliyot of the Sanhedrin, and the Rambam says, V'sofan l'tveria, l'asara mekomot galu, v'sofan l'tveria, u'misham lo amad beit din gadol ad ata. Then he adds a very interesting statement, V'kabalai shebitveria atidin lachzol tchila, u'sham yetakin l'amikdash. Let me remind you that the Rambam buried in Tveria. Now, if we put all these Rambams together, Itveria was the Chatimah of Yerushalmi. It seems as if the Rambam thought that the Bitul Beis Din HaGadol is related to Chatimah of Yerushalmi and is around, I would say, 100 years before the Chatimah of the Bavli. That's what it seems like the time of the Bitul Beis Din HaGadol. But I must say, I still feel very uncomfortable with this Lashon of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. I think it's Mufurish in the Lashon, I must say. When Rambam states, Be'et she'chavva Eretz Yisrael, he relates to an event occurring in Eretz Yisrael. But still, he could have written Talmud Yerushalmi, or he might have to trick us by writing such an ambiguous statement, which Tach Hedei Dibur, he uses the word Talmud and relates to the Talmudim. He could have written, Misov Chachmei Talmud Yerushalmi, Be'et she'chavva Eretz Yisrael, even finished there. He could have written later on the Chenimei Chachmei Talmud. I have the sense and the feeling that the Rambam wanted to make the impression that Bitul Beis Din HaGadol is Besov Chachmei Talmud. Or I would say it a little differently, I think the Rambam wanted to make the impression that Chatimata Talmud is a type of Bitul Beis Din HaGadol, and as we will see later on, to some extent, to relate to, as we call in Hebrew, this diateket, the plus minus 100 years between the two Talmudim, is something which does not contradict the general theme and idea. Now why would he want so eagerly to relate the historic event of Bitul Beis Din HaGadol to Chatimat HaTalmud? I think that is related to our ability to analyze the meaning of Chatimat HaTalmud in the Rambam's Hakdamah to the Yad HaChazaka. Where there the Rambam states a very radical statement regarding Chatimat HaTalmud. This is the next source in front of us, starting line 75. The Rambam relates to the Chasima of the Talmud, and he starts on, if I line it, underline, Rabbeinu Ravashi and Sof Chachmei HaGemara. Well, that is his interpretation to the term in the Gemara Bapatiya and the Sefer Eskapali, Rabbeinu Ravashi Sof Hara. But as in the Gaonic tradition, it appears already in Siddur Tanur Bamorayim, and the Geras Rapira Gaon, and Abdomad Abnissim Gaon, to Mahteach Manolei HaTalmud, Sof Hara means Chatimat HaGemara, Chatimat HaTalmud. But later on, when the Rambam, starting line 89, after he portrays us the whole history of the Seer of Torah Shebaal Peh, he says something much more radical. And that is the following. Yimtza Rabbeinu v'Ravashi, they're not only Sof Chachmei Gemara. They're Sof Gdolei Chachmei Yisrael, Hama'atikim Torah Shebaal Peh, V'shegazru Gzerot, V'itkinu HaTakanot, V'inhigu Minagot, U'pashta Gzeratam V'takanatam Minagotam B'chol Yisrael, בכל מקומות מושבותם. והיינו, רבינה רבשי are not only the editors and redactors of the Talmud, they are the Sof Chachmei HaMesora. When the Rambam portrays the list of the 40 Chachmei HaMesora from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbeinu and Rabashi, Abdom Liyad HaChazaka, he ends the Mesira of the Torah Shebaal Peh with Rabbeinu Rabashi. They're not only redactors and editors, but they are Sof Chachmei HaMesora. And after that, the Rambam describes in line 90 on, "V'achal Beit Din Shel Ravashi Shechiber Agmara Ugmaro B'Yimei Beno Hitpazru Yisrael B'chol Ha'aretzot Pizur Yater." And basically, it collapses. "V'Higiu L'Ktzavot V'Yima Rechokim V'Rabta Ktata Ba'Olam," etc., etc., etc. But what I would like to suggest is that the Rambam so much tried to identify the Bitul Beis Din HaGadol with Chatimat HaTalmud. Because the Rambam expected not only a minor change in Darkei Avasir of Torah Shebaal Peh, and based in a Godel stuff to exist, not only say Sveikad Araisa Lechum and Sveikad Rabbonu Lekula, but a radical change in the Darkei Avasir of Torah Shebaal Peh. Let me say more than that, the seeds of the Avasir of Torah Shebaal Peh. Since based in a Godel's Aleihem Ifticha Torah, since the Avtocha of the Torah, there can only be moisted Torah Shebaal Peh orally, as long as the institution of Beis Din HaGadol supervises the Mesira and is able to clarify the Sfeikas and is able to keep it authentic, therefore when the Beis Din HaGadol is batel, we have to expect a radical change in Darkei Mesira, and as I said before, more than that, a seize of the Mesira Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam continues later on to describe in the paragraph we were reading previously that Chatima, after the redaction of the Talmud Bavli, the Mesira Baal Peh, the oral tradition, ceased to exist, and from now on the tradition is written in a sefer, and there was a transformation to a new method of learning. The Torah Shebaal Peh is in the Bavli is described as including the whole oral tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbeinu and Ravashi, and from now whoever wants to know the tradition goes to the sefer and learns. Now we read it, the Rambam writes, in line 93, אלו מתקפצים יחידים הסרידים אשר השם קורא בכל עיר ועיר ובכל מדינה ומדינה ועוסקים בתורה ומבינים בחיבורי החכמים. From an oral tradition, from Rebbe to Talmud, who's moister the halachas, we have now people who are commentators, מבינים בחיבורי החכמים, כולם, ויודעים מהם דרך המשפט האחו. When this totally reverses the whole meaning and structure of relationship Talmud Rebbe. The Rambam continues in line 97-98, וכן אם למד אחד מהגאונים שדרך המשפט כך הוא, ונתבאר לבית דין אחר שעמד אחריו, שאין זה דרך המשפט הכתוב בגמרא. As long as the Mesira of Torah Shebaal Peh was orally, of course, that when Machloek is between Talmud and Rebbe, you have to prefer the Rebbe. That relates a lot, and some Rishonim say regarding halachas of Rosenzweig is quoted. Well, Talmud al Yorah b'Fnei Rabba, the Smach Mitzurich quotes the Rival of Tosfos. The Chi of Misa only exists in times when the Seer of Torah Shebaal Peh was orally. But the moment it's learning from a sefer, there's no more Chi of Misa. And this is what the Rambam here continues. Ein shomim la Rishon, which is the natural halacha, which should be when the Seer of Torah Shebaal Peh is orally. אלא למי שהדעת נוטה לדבריו, בין ראשון, בין אחרון. Because the Rebbe now does not voice it to his Talmud halachas, not the content of Torah Shabbat, but in the same way the Rebbe goes to the Sefer, the Talmud goes to the Sefer. If I can conclude, the structure of the mystery of Torah Shabbat, the ways it achieves its authenticity until today, the Rambam, is portrayed the following way. Until the Chatima b'Talmud Bavli, there was an oral mystery of Torah Shabbat, which was accompanied by Beis Din HaGadol, who supervised this mystery. With the Bittul of Beis Din HaGadol, the oral mystery was not possible anymore. And Chachamim, like, I would say, they freeze Torah Shabbat Peh, the deep freeze. They collected it in the Talmud Bavli. And from now on, whoever wants to know the halacha is not dealing with mystery, is dealing with commentary. He goes to the Sefer, Kaviyachol, we get the Mesorah today, not from our Rebbeim, but from Ravina Ravashi. Ravina Ravashi's Torah is authentic because the Beis Din HaGadol was an institution that supervised the Mesorah until their times. But from their times on, Torah Shebaal Peh is in the Sefer, we learn the Sefer, and there are different rules now. And the rule is that we go after whoever reads the Gemara properly. That is why the Rambam, I think, tried to identify the time of the Bittul Beis Din HaGadol with so Chachmei Talmud. Only there was one little problem that was realized, that is that they don't really coincide. There's a little gap for around 100 years. But as most Lamdanim know, if you have a good Chabura, and one little detail doesn't work out, even though my grandfather, the Rav Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, and his Hesped of the Piskarov, Mazal Lech Midot, portrayed that if one little detail doesn't work out in the Chabura, so you collapse the Shtikl Torah, all the details have to work out. The Rav Talmidim themselves know that he didn't act that way. I have just read over the weekend the essay by my father Shlita, which is giving out the dinner on the conceptual approach to learning, where he himself relates to that. That if you have an idea which you are convinced that it's true, you work out these small details. You stay with Tzarechim, you don't die from a kashya. Now, the Rambam was aware of the kashya, but he did not want to give up this idea, which to his mind explained the authenticity of Torah Shabbat Peh. And here he uses a term which the Rav himself has tried to explain in Kuntres Kiddush HaChodesh, Dochanan Vassaman, in Kuntres Divrei Soifrim, and others. That is, the Rambam writes in line 100, "Dvarim alalu bedinim ugzerot v'takanot u'minagot shenitchadshu achar chibur ha'gmara." Aval kol ha'dvarim shebagmara ha'bavli chayavim kol Yisrael lalechet bahen v'kofin kol ir v'ir v'chol medina u'medina l'hog v'chol ha'minagot shenagu chachmei ha'gmara ולגזור גזרותם ללכת בתקנותם, הועיל וכל אותם הדברים שבגמרא הסכימו עליהם כל ישראל. ואותם החכמים שהתקינו, שגזרו, שהנהיגו, שדנו דין ולמדו שהמשפט כך הוא, הם כל חכמי ישראל או רובם, והם ששמעו הקבלה בקרי התורה כולה דור אחר דור, עד משה רבינו עליו השלום. From here I think the Rambam tries to solve that 100 year gap. We're using this term of Hiskimu Alehem Kol Yisrael, and that the halachas in the Bavli is the Yaskom of Kol Chachmei Yisrael Rubam Sheshamu HaKabbalah Bikrei HaTorah. When I don't have the time to explore the meaning of such a term and to show you how it appears in more places in the Rambam, I'll just mention that the Duchanan Vassarman points out, I think correctly, that the Rambam's Chiddush of Rosenzweig is quoted, but Chiddush HaSmicha is rooted in a similar idea. The Askama of all the Chachamim Eretz Yisrael are equivalent to Beis Din HaGadol. I would just say that what's important for us in the Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh is not the existence of Beis Din HaGadol as much as to have no spakus in the Mesorah. Now the Rambam says specifically and explicitly in Hilchos Mamrim that the moment Beis Din HaGadol was batel, Rafta Machloket B'Yisrael. But here he seems to say that it didn't happen the day Beis Din HaGadol was batel. It took 100 years. Meaning, the content in the Bavli has no Machloket, has no Safek. The Askama of Kol Yisrael, when he later on talks about Kol Chachmei Yisrael or Ubam, continued even though there was no institution of Beis Din HaGadol, Until the Chatima of the Bavli by Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, it continued to exist, the Askama. Not for us in this specific area is enough. Meaning what I would conclude is that according to the Rambam, until Chatimat HaBavli, Torah Shebaal Peh is authentic, or through the existence of Beis Din HaGadol, or a few years after that institution was cancelled, the Askama of Kol Yisrael continued. And that's why the contents in the Bavli are authentic Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, Kol Yisrael have to listen to them. But after the Chatima of the Bavli, since there is no way to assure a proper mystery of Torah Shebaal Peh, there was a change, a shift in mode to a different system that is learning from books. Learning from the Bavli, which is written in manuscripts, and dealing with commentary. Now, this view, you should know, is rooted in the Gaonic writings already, which in different writings of the Gaonim, it's in Igros of Rav Shura Gaon, which is found in the Gemiza, related to the dinner, their fundraising letters, you should know. In a much earlier code written by one of the Talmidim of Rav Yudai Gaon, a Chacham known by the name Pirkoi Ben Baboy, where they describe the yeshivas of Babel as based in Agadol. And that the Mesira, the proper Mesira of Torah Shebaal Peh, therefore, is only there. Rav Shura Gaon describes it as Beis Havad, a term which is in Chazal literature, replies to Beis Din HaGadol. The difference between them and the Rambam is that they describe their yeshiva as being the Beis Din HaGadol, which still existed, that relates to things that Rav Shura Gaon mentioned too. While the Rambam describes Beis Din HaGadol as an historic institution, it doesn't exist in his time, and therefore the Rambam searched for some radical change, for a new method of the mystery of Torah Shebaal Peh, which that is the transformation to learning from the written book, written text. Now the Gaonim themselves have pointed out, I won't read it to you because of lack of time, Pirkei Ben Baboy was aware of that option, and he has pointed out that is inferior to oral tradition, the mystery of Ish Mipi Ish, because a written text is due to different commentaries. Every boy in his first year in yeshiva knows that every text can be read in different ways. The Baum structure of Lamdas, the point of departure of Lamdas is the assumption that different ideas can be explained in different ways, can be conceptualized in different ways. The Gaonim, at least regarding to learning the Gemara, I think they were not modern Lamdanim, thought that our task is to choose the proper reading. Or in the Lashon of the Rambam, we have to choose between different readings of the Gemara, and one of them is what he calls the Misha Dat Motalit Barav. When later on this is expressed in his explaining his writing Mishneh Torah, the Rambam continues in line 105, I skipped a little bit of drama, Rambam writes, "Bazman hazeh takfu atzarot yeterot, ודפקה השעה את הכל, ועבדה חוכמת חכמנו, ובינת לבוננו נסתרה." That's connected the phrase before, הדעת מותק לדברה, meaning there's a lack of doubt, the Rambam thinks in his time. "לפיכך," he describes, how difficult it is to derive the right conclusion from Sifrut Chazal. And therefore the Rambam writes, I'm skipping a little, to line next page, the top of the page, line 108, "ומפני זה ניאלתי חוצני, אני משה בן מימון הספרדי, ונשענתי לצוב ברוך הוא, ובינותי בכל אלו הספרים." בינותי is כנגד שהדעת מותק לדבריו. Whoever read the Rambam even once knows, Rambam was convinced that he reached the proper dat. וראיתי לחבר דברים על דברים מכל אלו החיבורים, that Mishneh Torah. But in other Lashon, the system of the oral tradition was transformed to learning Me'aksav. The Rambam is aware of the possibility when it's written, and due to commentary, that different commentaries will be suggested, and some of them, he thinks, are not proper commentaries. It is very difficult to reach the right parish, but he has reached it, and he has written the conclusions of Mishneh Torah, and that's why Mishneh Torah is an authentic Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, up to Moshe Rabbeinu. This, in general lines, is the way the Rambam portrays the authenticity of Torah Shebaal Peh in his own days. The Talmud Bavli had the authentic Mesorah because the Beis Din HaGadol existed as long as it was Nibsar. Even though it was bottled a little before, it still has Askamas Kol Yisrael, so it's authentic. From the days of the Gaonim on, they learned from written texts. Some of them misread the Gemara. It's difficult to read the Gemara properly, but it's possible. The Rambam did it, and that's why Rebbe Lewis Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, has the authentic Masorah, Ish Mipi Ish, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So, I would like to take you now very far, to a totally different, I would say, sphere, that is the Bali Atesis. But I would like to point out, before we even analyze the suggestion I think Rebbeinu Tam has, that it's not systematic. It's created through debate. The Rambam here, even though we had to work hard to excavate, I would say, his understanding of the authenticity of the Masorah in his days, created a system which, when he has found, I would say, some problems in the structure he has created, he even tried to solve them and has solved them. Rebbeinu Tam, most of my knowledge, did not relate any place systematically to these questions. Rebbeinu Tam was a Bismedrish Talmud Chacham. Busy in Masa Matan Shul Torah, when along one of the big debates he had in Sefer Yosher, Rabbeinu Meshulam, there are five letters here from Rabbeinu Tam to Rabbeinu Meshulam, he leads the discussion, I think, from the issues related to the methodology behind the discussion. In other words, to how does Torah Shebaal Peh learn and how is it Nibsar in their times? It relates mostly to the status of the post-Talmudic literature, the Talmudic literature, and I would assume also including in the Torah of Chachmei Tzorfas in Ashkenaz pre-Rebbeinu Tam. And the background is an issue which Bali HaTesis in the Gila pointed out in a few places, of gaps which seem to be between the halacha which is stated in the Gemara and the actual practice of those halachas in their time. I brought here a few of them, I won't read all of them. One of them relates to Shnei Sifrei Torah, which we take on in Yontif. Bali HaTesis point out, V'hasha Amma Ma'amidim, it's line 116. Sefer Torah Sheni Ba'Mu'adot, V'Kovin B'Kol Banot Hayom, Lo Matin Usmach Ba'Talmud, doesn't appear any place in the Gemara. Ach B'Seder Rav Avraham Yeshno, they relate it to the Gaonic literature. And Daf Lamed Aleph there, they relate not to Halacha, which does not have a Makor in the Gemara, but Nichora, which contradicts what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Megillah, Amar Rav Huna, Rosh Chodesh Av, Shechalot B'Shabbat, Maftirin Chodshechem U'Mu'adichem, San'a Nafshi, Ayu Alay LaTorah. When the reason to choose this Haftarah is it's Rosh Chodesh, and in Shayahu Aleph it's mentioned, Chodshechem, which is Rosh Chodesh, U'Mu'adichem, San'a Nafshi. The text is here. Point out, it's line 124, Ben Osim came, and the Maftil be Yirmiyahu. We're here in the Tlas of the Pura Nusa, the second Shabbos of Tlas of the Pura Nusa is Yirmiyahu Perek Bey, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and the Shabbat to the Knei Tisha B'Av, Chazon Yishayahu. The Atam, the Pish Anu Noagim, the Pi Apsikto, the Mar Gimel, the Pura Nusa, the Kodam Tisha B'Av. And here too, they relate it to a post-Talmudic source, to the Psikto. When I would just point out, I'll continue with a later on end of the thesis. I skipped a little there. Very famous thesis, Rabbi Choyvel. They tried to explain it. I'll skip that because we have no time. And I will just add the end of the thesis. V'chein anu noagin api mastechet sofrim. Shanu korin vayichal betaniyot. V'matitin amrinan shkorin brachot uklalot. We learn vayichal a tiny tzibur. The Mishnah in Megillah, the end of the fourth paragraph in the Bavli. That's why the Arab on the base. The Mishnah says, after learning brachot uklalot. When the Bali HaTesis here point out, so whole set of halachas, which the niyug in the Beitei HaKnesset in their time was, or had no marker in the Gemara, or the Gemara was against the Gemara. And a lot of effort and debate was related to discussing this issue. But I will just point out, in Maimar HaMuskar, that if we go to the Rambam and Mishneh Torah, we will see that these differences and gaps just don't exist. For example, if you look in the Rambam in line 136, the Rambam here, we related the halacha of Tanis Tzibur. The Rambam says that only on the Tanios, which are Zecher LaChurban, we read by Chal Moshe, but Tanios HaKshamim Alatzara, we read Kedina Mishnah, Brachos Tiklos. But the halacha of the Mishnah is still practiced in the time of the Rambam. Similarly, regarding the halacha of Gimel de Puranusa, the Rambam and halacha Yutes, the Rambam writes, Shabbat Rishona Maftirin B'Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shniyah Chazon Yishayahu, Shlishit Eicha Eitalos Donah. differently than our minhag that it's Bavli HaTosfos also had, that in the first Shabbos you read Yirmiyahu Aleph, the second Yirmiyahu Beis, and third Yishayahu Aleph. The Rambam's minhag was that on the second Shabbos you read the first half of Yishayahu Aleph, and this, and then what we call Shabbos Chazon, they would call maybe Shabbos Eicha. They were laying the second half of Yishayahu Aleph, Eicha Italo Zona. When the pasuk of Chodshechu Ma'adechen Sona Nafshi is in the beginning of the parak, meaning it was read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Kedina de Gemara. And in general, you can portray this in more places. There are less gaps between the Rambam and Pshuta Shu Gemara than between the Minig and Ashkenaz and Tzorpah. Here's one of those examples. Now Rabbeinu Tam had a big debate in a few letters which he has written to Rabbeinu Meshulam regarding different issues. One of them is related to another halacha, which the big discussion about that, that's maftir. There's a suffix in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel, maftir ol l'minyan shiva. And he is maftir shvi, or as we do, shmini. When this is related to another issue, that is, does the maftir laying a new portion of the Torah, does he laying something which was laying by shvi? But our minhag is not systematic. When the regular Shabbos, the maftir laying something which was already read previously by shvi. Well, when we have two Sifrei Torah, the Maftir lanes, something which was not laid previously. Rabbeinu Meshulam, what he wanted was to make the halacha systematic. Meaning he demanded, even when you take out two Sifrei Torah, that the last aliyah before Maftir should lay in the Sefer Torah Sheni, and the Maftir should lay in again what the aliyah before him is laying. And to some extent, the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam, I underlined the punchlines, but I brought you a larger text you can read it later, goes to the question, do we go back directly to the Gemara and paskin by the Gemara? Or do we take into consideration Gaonic literature? You can see that Rabbeinu Tam points out, it's line 149, that even though the Chora, there's a raya from the Gemara and Megillah on the fourth paragraph of test, and the Reef quotes this raya, then Maftir is the Shvi, the Maftir, or the Minyan Shiva. Then Rabbeinu Tam points out, Mikoach Halachas Lominyak, Rav Amram, Rav Yudai Gog, Naguka. And he continues later on, you can skip to the other passage underlined. Rechol She'ino Baki, B'Seder Rav Amram, V'Alachot Dolo, V'Masechet Tzofrim, V'Pirkei De Rav Lezer, V'Bizer Rabba, Min Medrash Rabba, V'Talmud, V'Shal Sifrei Agadah, Eilo La'aros Divrei HaKadmonim U'Minagam. And here he says a statement which later on will be more radical. Remember, it's an argument. The Rabbeinu Tam gets more radical in the next letter. Here he says, Ki yesh alehem lismoch bidvarim she'einam makhishim, which do not contradict Talmud shelanu, ela shemosifim, v'alve minagim b'yadeinu alpehem. In the next letter, the next page, Rabbeinu Meshulam has written to Rabbeinu Tam that he is not the authority who has changed the minhag, but it's Rabbeinu Eliyahu from Paris. And in that Rabbeinu Tam writes in the following. I'm reading from line 168. He writes in, Umnam be'inai ke've'inav, ishno chasid ve'anav, migo'alein hu banav, ha'makom ya'arik shanav, achzu eina anava el ha'gaava, imu cholek al yeshivat rabotav, ve'al tosef tadim gila, ve'al maslechet sofrim, ve'al ha'gaonim, ve'ashe yeshivot tzuru ha'machasya. Then he adds a line which is perplexing. Ve'karov le'minutu. Meaning an argument which is related to how to do maftir. I would say most arguments reach high tones. If you say avarachmim or not, or say tachmon, right? Then people get most upset. Rabbeinu Tam accuses him of being almost a mean. Korol l'minusu. And I think the reason is, because what's at stake is not only maftir, but it's how to paskin. What's at stake is, where does the tradition lie? Is the tradition in the Gemara, is tradition rooted similarly to the Rambam's perception that I tried to describe before, in the sources of Chazal and a demand of systematic thought? Was it rooted in minhag? In the Mesira of Torah Shebaal Peh through the commentators of the Gemara? If the Rambam portrayed that the Mesira ends with the Chatima of the Talmud, that commentary is not part of tradition, the Da'at it prevails, we choose the right commentary by the Da'at Shemotaki Dvarav. I think Rabbeinu Tam portrays that the post-Talmudic literature is part of the oral tradition. Whoever denies that is Karov Leminut. And later on, I will skip most of the lines here, Rabbeinu Tam relates to the necessity to take into account the post-Talmudic literature,
when he brings it to extreme, you can see the line 190. If in the previous letter of Eglon Tzam wrote that we accept the post-Talmudic literature, b'makom she'ein makhishin Talmud shelanu, when they do not contradict our Talmud, the Rabbeinu Tam in line 189 writes the following: "V'lo mibayi be'elu she'esh ben tam gadol k'depishi b'chtav rishon, ela filu b'otan she'en ben kol kach tam kol kach she'cholkin l'fi anirei al Talmud shelanu anu somchim alehem." Even when they contradict the Gemara, "K'mo she'katavti b'chtav rishon." The reasoning for this is in the next letter Rabbeinu Tam writes, Rabbeinu Meshulam, regarding a machlokes. Ner Shashabas require a bracha, a big machlokas among Rishonim. When Rabbeinu Tam here too takes the machlokas to the fact that the bracha appears in Gaonic literature, Rabbeinu Meshulam apparently ignored the significance and the stature of that literature. And then Rabbeinu Tam says a statement which I do not know any other Rishon who was so radical regarding the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says in 209, if you reject the Kadmonim, the Minhagim, so reject the Bavli too. The Bavli al Ta'amin Kmochei. Shavim Matinu Shechachmei Talmud Bacharu Lehem Talmud Yerushalmi. And he starts quoting all the anti-Bavli Gemaras, which all Rishonim have made an effort to say that they don't apply to our times. The classical reference to those Gemaras appears in the Tshuva of Rabbi Maimon HaDayan, Rambam's father, brought in Tshuvas HaRambam, Maduras Pual, Simon Toflam and Zayin, where he writes, it's on the next page, about all those Gemaras, he writes the following, that all that was true in the time of the then, Mi'u Lav V'chol HaDarot HaYukei, line 221, Elabimei Rabba V'Rab Yosef Avaya V'Rabba. I'm skipping to line 225. But after that, mitgabra Torah veBavel. Kol sheken bimei Rav Ashi, damrina mimod Rebbe bat Rav Ashi, v'motzei Torah v'dor makom achad. They do exist in the Gemara, but that's only then. When our times, mitgabra Torah veBavel, and the premise is to the Talmud Bavli. That's the, I would say, the day of which all Rishonim hold up. Rabbeinu Tam here takes all those anti-Bavli Gemaras and he says the following, I'm reading it again. V'milchama amin l'divrei ha-kadmonim u'minageinu v'bavli al ta'amin kimochei. Sh'arei matinu she'chachmei ha-talmud v'chavu lehem talmud Yerushalmi. Kidamrin el Rabbi Zera v'yati kuk ta'anita v'mishtakach minei talmud ha-de bavloi. Rabbi Yochanan, who offered him his daughter as a shidduch, he was the best guy in the yeshiva, and he refused, because the yichas of Bnei Eretz Yisrael was not considered a good yachas. For the Bnei Babel, look in the fourth paragraph of Kiddushin, so Rabbi Yochanan is very insulted by that. Amar Oraitan, Ksheila, Bantan, Lakshera, and our Torah is good, but our daughter is not good. And then continuing, Betu Amrina, the very famous Gemara, Ein Shalom in Atzal, the Talmud Babli. Betu Amrina, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Machshachim, O Shivani, the Talmud Babel. The Rabbi Yirmiya, the Kamalei Babloi, Tipshoi. Betu Amrina, the Vira Deret, the Talmachkim. Rabbeinu Tam quotes all these Gemaras, and what is conclusion? Not Rabbi Maimon HaDayan's conclusion, but the following conclusion. Ela minageinu Torahim, uminageinu bebavel, al pi chachmei Eretz Yisrael, she'nikar ha'oraa, ulefichach yesh lismoch al geoneinu, l'rabbanan savoraim. Or in other words, Rabbeinu Tam says, whoever rejects tradition, the post-Talmudic tradition, should reject the Talmudic tradition too. Whoever thinks that we can go back to the past, to some authentic source, and deny the commentaries between us and that source, should deny the Talmud Bavli too. Because they also had a gap of time between them and Moshe Rabbeinu. Or in other words, if the Rambam thought there's some system which exists until the time of the redaction of the Talmud Bavli, and from then on, we have another system which will preserve it, the Dach, Shemotati Zahav. But Rabbeinu Tam denies both. The Talmud Bavli did not necessarily be accompanied by some system that assured its authenticity. And we have no system from the redaction of that Talmud to our days. So the conclusion is, we have to accept the tradition that reaches us. We have to accept all parts of the chain of tradition and not stop it in time and go back to that time. In other words, if Rabbeinu Meshulam and the Rambam think
that in the 12th century, tradition is in the Talmud Bavli. Rabbeinu Tam says tradition is through the Chachmei HaMasorah, from Moshe Rabbeinu until our days. The last link in the chain which reaches us obligates us. That's the Torah we have to accept. These are two totally separate, explanations of the whole process of tradition. When shortly, I would like to point out two more points. There's a middle option which I think exists in Ashkenaz, not in France, where Rabbeinu Tam was a French power places, but in France, but in Ashkenaz, which appears in the Rabbios dealing with the same issues. It's a different method, and eventually it's some combination between the two, I would say, traditions of Rabbeinu Tam and of the Rambam. When the Rabbios quotes the whole issue relating to related to Shabbos Chazorin and the fact that it's against the Gemara. So the Rav Yoh in line 238, I underlined it. The Rav Yoh says, "Shema ben midrash or masechet sofrim mitzaokin." If the Rav Yoh discovers that there is a gap between the halacha, which is practiced in his time, and what is stated in the Gemara, he says, "Maybe I did not learn Chazal properly. Maybe there's some other source in Chazal's literature that will give me the answer, which will explain our actions." And the Rav Yoh finds those sources. Not in this piece, but in the next piece. The Rav Yoh finds a whole set of Yerushalmis that in them, all the minhagim that in Ashkenaz, Rabbeinu Tam put so much effort to explain, all that he finds in Mokar and the Yerushalmi. And they're underlined in the following piece, you can see this. It's all over the Rav Yoh. Between the Garcin and Perry of Bnei Ayir, he quotes the Yerushalmi, Vachinami Ikav Yerushalmi, Rosh Chodesh Nisim, Shchodesh B'Shabbat, and then he writes, Bishamani Lamed, line 260, Al Shneiti Frey Torah, the Tesla said, No Makar of the Gemara, Rabbi Yos says, I have Yerushalmi, Bitturai of Rabbi Yerushalmi, Perry of Bnei Kol Ayir, and then he says, in line 264, before Rabbi Yerushalmi says, not necessary, when we have to Eina Tshuva, Ma Sheishi Rabbi Yerushalmi, there's a Gemara. For me, who came to Yerushalmi, he said, yeah, Lamin of Didin, Eshti Smoch Allah, and in the next piece, but I'll just point out, and I have no time to explain it in extent, in length, that all these Yerushalmis do not appear in our, the so-called Yerushalmi Shalani. This is a phenomenon which Abtovitzer, the Mahadir of the Rav Yoz, pointed out, and in the past few years, manuscripts of this Yerushalmi have been found in book bindings, in the so-called the European Gemiza, where Chachmei Ashkenaz had a Yerushalmi, which had in many parts an halachas which do not appear in our Yerushalmi or the Yerushalmi known to other Rishonim. When most probably, whoever wants to read about it, Abtovitzer was the first one to write about it, Professor Jacob Sussman has written about it extensively in the past 2 years. Apparently, it was done previously to Chachmei Ashkenaz, meaning apparently it was done in Italy and arrived to Ashkenaz through one of the Rav Yoh's son-in-laws, Shmuel ben Atronoi, who most probably was an Italian Chacham, where this Yerushalmi had additions and it was added pieces which, I'll say in Hebrew, okay, so forgive me, it's imoto, which, what's the word? Harmonized it with the tradition which was based upon the Bavli. But I'll just point out, there's a third option here. The Rav Yoh portrays the option that the Masorah has to be rooted in Chazal's literature, but what we see here is that Chazal's literature itself went through changes through the Masorah. Meaning eventually, the Masorah supremacy our ability to freeze Torah Sheba'al Peh at a certain time. If the Rambam talks about freezing Torah Sheba'al Peh in the 5th century, and now every Chacham every year can go to the Torah, to the Talmud Bavli, and have the authentic Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Gemara itself is the source of Halacha in Ashkenaz, but the Gemara itself changes and is Nimsar from door to door. And the Gemara, which Rav Yoh finds as a source and a makor for his halachic traditions in life, is his Gemara, not necessarily Rav Ashi's Gemara. When the Rambam tried to have in his hands Rav Ashi's Gemara. I'll nevertheless to mention that the Rambam's structure could not exist in Ashkenaz, because the Rambam assumes that the Nusach and the commentary, before we mention the issue of commentary, but the Rambam also had to assume the ability to have the original Nusach of the Gemara. No Chacham in Ashkenaz in Tzarfas, who was rooted in the Hachigaisin of Rashi, and the dilemmas they had around the Nusach of the Gemara, that he could imagine to himself that he has Rav Ashi's original text. I think it's not an accident and that the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Tzorpas eventually have reached a different understanding, and that is that the oral tradition does not stop at a certain time, it's not collected at a certain time and frozen and freezed, and now we can go back to the original. But Misara Kishmokenu, it's Nimsar to us from door to door. I would just add, in 2 minutes, I know it's on the title, that this argument continues in the 16th century between the Beis Karo, the Beis Yosef, and the Marashal in their introductions. I'll just read 2 lines from each text and conclude. The Beis Yosef, after he describes the whole history of the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, he describes how he's planning to collect all the Shitas HaRishonim. He counts to more than 30 Rishonim that he's going to relate to the Shitas. And then he relates to his dilemma of the Achorah. How do I decide how to Paskin? And he writes the following. It's line, the last page, line 293. Ve'ra'iti, שבאנו לומר שנכריע דין בין הפוסקים בטענות וראיות תלמודיות, that is what the Rambam suggested, the דעת של אותה כדבריו, הנה, he says the Beis Yosef, הנה התוספות בחידושי הרמב״ם והרשב"א והרמד"א מלאים טענות וראיות, ואיזה הוא אשר ימלאהו ליבו להכניס ראשו בין הערים, הררי אל, להכריע ביניהם, על פי טענות וראיות מסתור, מה שבררו הם ולהכריע במה שלא הכריעו הם. כי בעוונותינו הרבים קצר מצץ לכלנו להבין דבריהם כל שכן להתחכם עליהם. In other words, Beis Yosef says, I do not learn Gemara anymore, or I do not go back to the Gemara to decide who is right. I do not use this, that da'at Rambam talks about, to be machriya between Rishonim. All the Shittas HaRishonim are equal. And therefore he looks for a new and different system of achrah, and that's what he suggested. The next paragraph, that he goes basaro, between, he takes, chooses three gedolei harishonim, and he goes basaro. The Marashal, which was an alternative to the Beis Yosef, attacks this approach in his Akdama to Yamshel Shlomo and Chulin Baba Kama, and he says the following, I'll read the underlying text. V'onasati panim l'shum echad mehem, meaning to any one of the rishonim, he's not noise panim. או לבטל דעת האחרונים שבאו במגילת ספרים ובהורי הפוסקים והתשובות. ובכמה מקומות שגו מבלי עיון שכלה מזך. וכאשר חנני אלוקים ויש לי קול, ברוך המקום ברוב חסדו, ירדתי מעוקה של הלכה. והייתי יושב ומתון בכל דין ודין קודם שחתמתיה וחקקתיהו בספר. וכתבתי הכל בביאור יפה ובראיות מופתיים. אף שהדור שלפנינו, it's a very clear pinch at Beis Yosef, לעת ההיא מרוב חלשות ורפיון ידיים, אין יכולת בשכלו להשיג שגדול אחד מן המחברים יטעה בדמיונו. Now, what's very fascinating, if you read the whole introduction of the Marashal, even though he chooses the Rambam there, and he writes in the next paragraph, מכל מקום he writes, התלמוד הוא המכריע, וראיות ברורות יתנו עדיהן ויצדקו, which is clearly Rambam's approach, that Adak Notali Tvarav is Machriya between Perushim of the Rishayim and the Gaonim. The Beis Yosef, unlike unlike the Rambam, his introduction portrays the true Masorah through the Masorah of Balei HaTesis. The Marashal there has Milas Shevach V'Halel, how Balei HaTesis are the ones who understood the Gemara properly, unlike, and in fact, the Rambam there too, unlike the Rambam, according to Marashal's opinion, has misinterpreted it. And we have this very interesting combination of accepting the parshanut of Balei HaTesis, but I would say the theology in explaining the story of Torah Shebaal Peh of the Rambam. These are two basic approaches of the Gedolei Achronim of the 16th century, which I think lemutar letzayin that the Beis Yosef's method and sefer are the ones which are eventually are fundamental and basics of the world of Achronim, who transform their learning from the Gemara to the Rishonim. And here lie the roots of modern Lamdis, which are rooted in Machlokes, which do not try to decide who is right, but on the contrary, to explain all the Shittas. And I would say, even unlike the Beis Yosef, who eventually had to decide, they do not decide, which my father Shlita, one of the major representatives of the conceptual derech, which is rooted in the words of the Beis Yosef. Now I have started the Rav, my shir is a bracha smucha lechaverta. So Rabbi Rosenzweig was potter me from Pticha Baruch.
It has to be Choten Baruch. And therefore, I would like to say some personal words referring to my father, words which I have mentioned in an inner closed family circle at his 65th birthday. I pointed out that even though we relate to that today as an important birthday, retirement age, my father, I think, will never retire, and halacha doesn't exist. We have the age of 60 and the age of 70. 60 is the age of zikna and 70 of seva. And these two terms relate to two types of wisdom, of chokhmah. The term of zikna is related also to a yonik v'chokim, in the words of Rabbi Issi ben Yehuda Levarim Kiddushim. And my father is known as a yonik v'chokim fair in his early years, and his chokhmah is only added on from year to year. But seva is also not only age, it's wisdom. The Gemara in Kiddushin, in Daf Lamed Gimel, mentions Rabbi Yochanan, Havakai Mekame Stave Armoe. He would get up in the honor of Goyim, old Goyim. Amar Kamar Potke Odu Alayim. How many adventures they had went through. As I heard from my Zayde, the Rav Zechet Tzadik Lebracha, this also reflects that Rabbi Yochanan respected not age per se, but wisdom. Wisdom of a long living life. I've seen many things, and we say Hibu Chochmat Chayim. But my father now is in his Siya Koyach, is between Zikna L'Seva. He's a Zakein, who started out as a Zakein, who's Yonik V'Chokim, and now at the Lashon of the Mishnah, at the end of Kiddushin, Tamid Chachomim, Kachol Shem Astini, Daitam Mitashevet Alehem. And he also added to that his wisdom as a son. And to us in the family, our father, not only our Rebbe in Torah, we all learned from him extensively, privately, in the yeshiva, and he's more of a Rabbi Hamuvak. But also, he guides us in many realms of life, with some children education, and teaching us how to combine different elements in our life, how to balance between them, how to raise our children. And for all that, we all love him very much, and are very grateful to him.